Billy Horgan, I suppose the goal just before halftime and then the two straight after halftime more or less decided that contest tonight.
With the goal before halftime was vital. Like, you know, you could see, you know, people getting anxious, even though we had to be very, very patient. That low and set up very difficult to break down, and the bits and pieces of it, like in the first half, the first goal was massive. You know, if we'd gone in at nil odd at half time, we could have taken us to the last minute of the second half to try and get a winner. But once we got the first goal, I felt, yeah, Athlone would have to have come out to try and get something from it. But look, Athlone, they caught Longford last week. They caught us 2 or 3 months ago down in Athlone. And look, we got over today. And look, we need to move on to Longford is really all that matters, Oleg.
Yeah, well, that first goal then is worth talking about, Oleg, because it came after Harps had dominated the first half, and the goal came when McCourt went into that run down into the area and set up Devers for a simple finish in the end.
Yeah, we had a few of those. We had one disallowed that we got down the right hand side and was crossed in, that we bundled over the line that was done for our side. And a couple of other chances, and it looked like, yeah, it could be one of those days that if you don't take your chances, it could come back to haunt you, as has happened to us before. But to be fair to them, we were patient. We, you know, the second half we were full of confidence when you got the second goal, but we haven't been 2-0 up against any team except in the very last kick of the game down in Cove way back. And there's very little in this division. Okay, Longford at the bottom of it. But had we not scored that goal before half time, we could be talking about something completely different. But look, it's over and done with them. We move on to Longford that, you know, have got a brilliant victory under their belt tonight, albeit with 10 men. Even better for them with 10 men. And they were probably the side that gave us the biggest run around, to be fair. Mm. And we got a few run arounds, but they, football wise, they had, I don't know what percentage of possession down at Longford, and we got out of jail by a mile. So that'll bring us huge difficulties on Monday.
And were you kind of looking towards the Longford game when you made a couple of changes in the second half? You took McCourt and Kieran Collaw?
Yeah, no, they're both struggling with injuries. Like, you know, even if we hadn't the game on Monday, I think we might have taken them off on the basis that I think we had the third goal and you felt, well, we should hold out with that. Although, you know, we played the Mayo League here, I think we were 4-0 up and it ended up 4-3. But look, we, even if we hadn't the game on Monday, I think we'd have taken the lads that were carrying Knox off, and both Kieran and Paddy, to the credit, played tonight, but were carrying Knox.
Yeah. The other aspect of tonight's game that people will be talking about, Ollie, is the couple of goals for Mikey Place and then the one for Niall McGinley as well. Good to see them on the mark.
It is, yeah. Like, you know, and please God, it'll you know, their confidence will escalate, you know, a little bit from that. But they need to do it every week, and, you know, should they be given the chance. And, look, tonight was a nice night for them. But, like, with another, what other amount of games left? And there'll be lots of ups and downs in this. Like, if we can stay in any reach of the playoff spot, the last playoff spot, we'd be delighted. But that itself would be very difficult to do. And, look, we start on Monday here against Longford, and you see how difficult it is then, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, you did say these were two big games. You were hoping for good turnouts for both matches.
Yeah.
So you go into this one now on Monday on the back of a good performance and a good result tonight. Hopefully the fans will come out now on Monday.
Yeah, we need them to come out, and we need them to be patient. They were brilliant there, like, but, you know, you could sense the little bit coming in before half time until we scored. And that's with kids, that's what happens. You know, you need to be patient with them. And they were brilliant there in the second half, and they clapped them off, and that'll take the confidence of our young lads up. But, you know, by roaring and shouting at them, us included, it doesn't help their confidence. And we need all of us to be patient, both as a management team and as the supporters. But to be fair to them, they came out tonight, and please God, they'll come out to back us on Monday, because we need them.